The state's prison system continues to consume more than 20% of the state's general fund budget, as state lawmakers consider all kinds of ways to reduce costs. One man who says that their approach might not be the right one is Mel Grieshaber. He is the executive director of the Michigan Corrections Organization, which represents over 10,000 corrections personnel in the state of Michigan. Mel, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you know, some may look at the fact that we are seeing less inmates in the system, yet our corrections budget remains at $2 billion. Why aren't costs coming down with the number of inmates in the system?
You're right. The inmate population is going down over the last few years by several thousand. So is the correctional officers' numbers, by the way. We're down to something between 7,000 and 8,000 now because of that reduction in prisoner population. Much of the budget challenge has to do with fixed costs that are out of the control of the Department of Corrections. For instance, legacy costs, retirement costs, and those types of things. But in regard to personnel costs and that, those are now pretty stabilized, and in fact, through contractual agreements that have just occurred in recent months, a lot of those future costs are going to be more stabilized.
In terms of the general idea of finding ways to reduce costs wherever they may be possible within the corrections budget, do you agree with that principle at this point?
Well, here's the Department of Corrections is unilaterally doing a lot of things recently that we disagree with. Some of the areas we take issue with have to do with what we think is public safety as well. In fact, we think we're not even going to be losing any officers, so we're expressing concern about public safety. Maybe we'll get to in a moment. But here's what we're interested in doing, Michael, is working with the department to find savings. We believe in a collaborative approach. Our organization has had an excellent reputation of working with both Republican and Democrat administrations. So we have a good history, and we're not quite seeing that in this new department. Our hope is that they will sit down with our officers throughout the system in the prisons, and let's do a collaboration. Let's look at efficiencies and ways to find solutions that
One thing the department does want to do, and it is going to do, it's going to reduce the armed patrols that drive around the grounds of 27 state prisons. It's going to save over $13 million a year. Isn't that sensible? I mean, how often do prisoners interact with these ground patrols that are hanging around the periphery of the prison?
Yes, this is one of the areas that we disagree with the department, and we are concerned about public safety, as well as safety on the inside of the prison. The perimeter security vehicles are roving patrol constant throughout the day around a number of prisons, not absolutely every prison, but most of the prisons. Those perimeter security vehicles are ready to respond to anything that might happen. For instance, the obvious the public jumps to is escape attempts or escapes. They'll be out there ready to go, but one of the things that often is missed is that perimeter vehicles keep people from approaching the perimeter as well. We've had contraband thrown over the fence, you know, a tennis ball with dope in it, and those types of things. On a regular basis, we have prearranged moments where we catch loved ones at a fence talking to their a prisoner in there, obviously prearranged, and those types of things. So if the department combines that position with other positions, it's going to take time, too much time in our view, to get suited up, get put on a weapon, strap on a weapon, and get the car out there. So we do have concern about that. We think it's a safety item on the inside as well as on the outside.
I'm talking to Mel Grieshaber. He's the executive director of the Michigan Corrections Organization, representing 10,000 corrections personnel in the state of Michigan. As you know, there are several House bills that are now being considered to allow the state to contract with privately owned correctional facilities like GEO. So when it comes to this approach of pursuing privatization of our prisons, isn't that really, when it comes to the underlying costs, the most effective way to cut our corrections costs over the long term?
Well, it's an old saying, but you don't want to spend a penny and lose a dollar later, and that's exactly what could happen. Look at the private prison industry is a profit-making endeavor. They're out there. They've got problems across the United States, and we have a report out that with 6 pages of footnotes and references, so folks like you can look up these things, and the public can look up these things. There's a transparency issues with private prisons. They are not obligated under the Freedom of Information Act, for instance, as the public prisons are. We know for a fact that there's high vacancy rates, there's high turnover, and you don't want that in a prison. You're asking for trouble. Consistent staffing and is brings stability to a prison. So, and then I would ask you some other questions. I mean, this looks like a bailout. We had an investment by the GEO Group. They expanded massively that Baldwin prison, and then California, which they had a contract with, walked away. So they're looking for customers, and this will turn out to be a bailout. Why? Because to open that prison, that private prison, it would cause the closure of at least one and probably two. It's over a couple thousand beds, at least one and probably two public prisons. That means layoffs somewhere else in the state. It means hits to the local economy, to businesses in these local areas. So that's a trade-off. I don't think that really fits the taxpayer.
Now, you say most of the budget for corrections are fixed costs, but when it comes to reducing the corrections budget, what are your suggestions? Where should lawmakers focus?
Well, we have worked, and we probably don't have time here, but we have worked with the department in recent years on a variety of things that have saved millions of dollars. One is in the area of kind of in the weeds here, but an area that has how we ticket prisoners for misconduct. That saved $2 to $3 million a year. Not a lot of money in a $2 billion, but it's saving money. It's working collaboratively. We've saved many millions of dollars in how we transport prisoners, working with the department on ideas of how we can be more efficient with transportation. Think about it. Any given day you have prisoners on the road to hospitals, to court, being transferred to other institutions, 43,000 prisoners in this system. So we've worked already, and we are asking and saying we want to work more collaboratively with the Department of Corrections and at the actual institutions with ways to find efficiencies and savings.
How concerned are you about nonviolent offenders ending up in prison, and do you think more of an effort should be made here in the state to keep them out of the correction system?
Well, look, I heard a very good presentation by the Prosecutors Association just a few weeks ago that there ain't that many nonviolent prisoners in prison. It's kind of one of those things that people think are accurate, but it's not. But in any case, look, we don't get, all we're interested in is keeping the prison safe and the communities around the prison safe and the prisoners. I mean, the prisoners, we're keeping safe from each other. We're the police force in there. When it comes to these other things, sentencing, for instance, we don't get into that. That's where we get suspicious that, for instance, the private prison industry would be invested in trying to make stricter laws and those types of things because they need to keep beds filled. We don't get into that stuff. If the legislature wants to look at sentencing, for instance, that's their business. Just let us work and work with us to do a good job in keeping prisons safe.
One more thing, you know, some might look at the position of the unions as being self-interested, especially when it comes to privatizing prisons. What would you say to those that say, ultimately, you're concerned about union jobs staying in place?
We don't want to race to the bottom, and we admit that bias. We think that correctional officers deserve every penny they make, but that doesn't take away from the argument I gave about private prisons. Those are truths that exist out there about private industry, and it would behoove lawmakers and the public and those interested parties to really look in depth at that kind of thing. And we are cutting costs, so we have a history of that, and we want to do more of that in the future here.
Mel Grieshaber, Executive Director of the Michigan Corrections Organization, which represents corrections, unionized corrections personnel across the state. Mel, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. I appreciate it.